Devan Cook is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. He joins us every time we have a meeting right after to help us understand what the agenda is going to be like on Thursday. Devan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. So yesterday we obviously had a large conversation about Woodbine and funding the design phase for the widening at the Five Points intersection, and also the widening and the dedicated turn lane down at the south end at Highway 90. I had somebody text into me and say, yes, it free flows traffic better to go southbound to westbound if you have a dedicated free flowing turn lane, but those are much more dangerous for pedestrians and bicycles, which that makes sense to me. That concern makes sense to me. Is that a concern that I didn't hear that brought up yesterday, but can you maybe address that concern a little bit?
Well, at this point at that intersection, you know, there are no sidewalks, and you know, I can't address the bicycle part. That would be something that would, you know, be up to the cyclists, I guess, to be careful. But, you know, there's very little pedestrian traffic at that intersection. There are no neighborhoods in the general vicinity. It's basically a commercial area. So, you know, our all that was studied by our consultant, and they still felt like the free-flowing lane was the best option for that intersection.
Yeah, and that was my first response too, because I thought, like, across the street is woods, right? There's not a subdivision nearby. I actually almost can't imagine anybody walking in that vicinity. It's certainly not very often. Bikes maybe, but Highway 90, I mean, I'm a bicyclist. I try to stay away from Highway 90. Like Highway 98, there's a lot of places you try to, you know, I'll do it if I have to, but it's not my favorite thing in the whole wide world. So we're looking at that, and then up at Five Points of widening there, both on the north side of that intersection up towards the para, the sports complex on the south side. And these are going to still be long ways off, right? Like, design is supposed to finish next year, so we're talking, what, probably 3 to 4 years before we really see any of this really implemented. Is that likely?
No. What we have projected, and we're going to be pushing our engineering firms and consultants to do, is to have the design completed by next April, and it would immediately go out for proposals and bids, and as soon as we get, you know, the proposals and bids back, unless there's some kind of a problem, we can see construction on the Woodbine, on the Highway 90 end, by next summer.
Oh, wow.
And the good news about that project is, you know, we'll pre-order the mast arms for the traffic lights and those kinds of things that will be required. It's not a lot of additional right-of-way that will be added. We'll be reusing, you know, the lanes that already exist. So I don't have a projected time frame on how long it would take, but you know, we would hope that construction be started by next summer, and then... in conjunction with that, we're going to be working toward the Five Points, and we would hope to have the design for that by fall. And then shortly after the design is done, we would plan to go into construction there. That one will be a little bit longer because we are going to be extending, you know, some lanes. But again, we're going, you know, this is such a critical issue. We're going to try to keep these moving as fast as possible.
Well, that's actually really good news. I mean, I know a lot of times these construction projects just take forever. So, you know, theoretically, hopefully, and I know y'all are also planning for the widening of Highway 90 to 6 lanes eventually. So, you know, all of that going into the design of this particular intersection's improvements. That's good news. Related subject to some degree, there was a conversation yesterday about Berry Hill, and could not Berry Hill be realigned to go back to, I guess, the old alignment down what's Berry Hill Oaks Court now, and reconnect and make it a Five Points again, technically. The consultants were like, no, that's terrible. But the reason that people were bringing this up was because of the flooding concerns over on Ashmore. But you guys have good news related to those issues, right?
Yes, we received an award through FEMA that we accepted yesterday, a grant award for design and construction of a holding pond. We had the consultants and engineers look at that after the flooding that those folks had. And, you know, I think we had 10 or 12 homes that were actually flooded in that subdivision. And And so we did get a FEMA award, and we also have negotiated with a property owner and have an intent to purchase a little over 3 acres of land just north of Ashmore that will be used for the holding pond. You know, there are still some other issues we'll be working on in conjunction, because some of that water's going south, and actually part of our work on the intersection there at Five Points will also include some drainage improvements, and we'll be trying to move the water away there. But we're really happy to get this holding pond, and we're hoping that's going to give the people in Ashmore some relief.
Okay, that's good. You got that big old green space, farmland, whatever it is, north of that subdivision towards Garden View. And, you know, I am not that familiar with the flooding issues and how the water works there, but I thought it had been more of a concern about the Berry Hill runoff and that it was coming from the south rather than coming from the north. But you're saying there is a substantial amount that's coming from the north?
That's correct.
Okay.
We're going, you know, we believe, well, we had it studied,
yeah.
Not believe. We've had it studied, and capturing the water coming from the north will be a tremendous help in the flooding issue there.
Okay.
Again, there's some from, you know, that is around the Berry Hill Road area, but we're going to be working on that as well.
Okay, well, that's good news. You know, improvements, you know, always hoping improvements make things a little bit better. Talking to Devan Cook, he is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. I know one of the other big items that's going to be up for a vote on Thursday that got on the agenda yesterday is you guys have made a decision, or your board has made a decision about Lifeguard, the ambulance service, right?
Yes, we're going to renew our contract with Lifeguard Ambulance Service. They've been a great partner, and we're looking forward to continuing that relationship with Lifeguard.
And now, so there were several options, and each option was basically a trade-off of higher cost from the county as a subsidy for Lifeguard in exchange for a higher level of service expectations. Which option did the board go for, at least in the preliminaries?
We chose the first option. There'll be a cost of about $679,000 annually to continue the contract, but you know, our emergency management folks, Brad Baker and Scott Markell, they studied this contract, and they are so familiar with our response times and our needs that, you know, we're very comfortable that that's the best option. And one of the things that we did in this new contract, there are actually penalties. If they don't meet certain requirements in the contract, there are actually fines. So, you know, it gives us some option to be sure they're performing at the level that we want them to perform. And you know, we actually in Santa Rosa County have a very high level of service for EMS. So we felt like that was the best option.
Very good. And just a reminder for people who didn't hear any of the prior conversations, when you guys put out the proposal, Lifeguard, as I recall, was the only one to respond. So getting settled into a contract that's beneficial for both is a good outcome for a situation where, you know, you've really had Lifeguard or else what do we do? We're not quite sure. So that's kind of good news. Last thing.
The only other option was to stand up a county-run EMS service, and that's really, in our mind, not even an option. It's
right.
The expense of running that for counties is tremendous.
Absolutely. Last thing is, just because I don't remember, the third meeting for Jubilee on the Community Development District, that is still to take place. Do you happen to know when that is and when the vote on the CDD is? Because I know that's just an issue that a lot of people are kind of getting up to speed. Other people have been following it for a long time. Do you happen to remember that offhand?
Yes, the meeting they have scheduled, and they're actually using our boardroom on the 21st of this month.
Okay, so 2 weeks.
In the evening, I believe it's a 6 p.m. start, but there's information out there available.
Good.
And then the CDD discussion will be the next day at our commission meeting on the 22nd.
Got it. Okay. All right. Perfect. Very good. Devan Cook, he is the administrator for Santa Rosa County, joins us on Tuesdays after the agenda review committee meeting on Mondays. Devan, thanks as always for the time, for keeping people informed, and for running the county, man. I appreciate the work.
Thank you, Andrew.
You bet. 6:48 here on News.